This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration insisting that Iran was behind the attacks this past Thursday on a pair of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be answered with a military strike on Iran.
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Cotton speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks. The Speaker of Iran's parliament saying the attacks on the tankers, quote, seem to complement the economic sanctions against Iran. Proceedings to get started today in San Diego in a war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who is accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter, as well as two civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Chaos at a graduation party in Philadelphia last night after a gunman opens fire, killing one person and wounding at least seven others. No arrests have been made, and the police commissioner says they're not sure of the motive.
There was nothing that suggested there was a fight that preceded this, at least according to the people here.
Facing nationwide outrage over a video showing the arrest of a black mother and father, the mayor of Phoenix is now apologizing. Mayor Kate Gallego took to Twitter over the weekend to call the actions of two Phoenix police officers completely inappropriate and clearly unprofessional. The cell phone video taken by a witness showing the officers not wearing body cams, pointing guns and yelling threats at the man and his pregnant fiancée who were with their two young daughters, one of whom the family admits had taken a doll from a dollar store. Workers at Volkswagen's only U.S. plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted not to join a union. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Workers at Volkswagen's only U.S. factory will not be joining a union. Hourly workers at that plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, narrowly turning down an organizing effort by the United Auto Workers Union. The Chattanooga plant is the only VW factory outside China where workers do not belong to a union. Shrimp season delayed in the Gulf Coast. The Department of Marine Resources saying 2019 shrimp season can't begin yet because the shrimp still aren't big enough. Typically by Father's Day, locals along that coast are enjoying that fresh seafood. The national average for gasoline declining for the sixth consecutive week, falling by nearly 7 cents to $2.66 a gallon.
The market has been able to shrug off any concerns from last week's attacks by Iran on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there were a couple of other factors as well.
The market is still obsessed and concerned with tensions between the U.S. and China on trade, and that has continued to pressure oil, which stands at about $52.50 per barrel, That's $14 lower than the levels we saw in April.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
At the theaters this weekend, Men in Black International, this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, The Secret Life of Pets 2. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are we having fun yet, huh? I tell you, and we haven't even started, going head to head with 2020, but it almost feels like it's already been going on with, the Democrats. They've got who's going to be on the stage. That's all set up. And meanwhile, the attacks on President Trump continue. And that's right. We've got a country to run in the meantime here in the midst of all this craziness that is going on. We had on the weekend, on the Sunday talk shows, of course, Mike Pompeo made the rounds in dealing specifically with Iran and, the attacks on the oil tankers there. And, what are we going to be faced with here? Of course, you have some senators saying, look, demands military action. Others are saying, hey, let's slow down. And, the president has been very calm-headed about running this country into another conflict, like we need another one. He's done everything he can to avoid it. But no doubt Iran is feeling the pinch of the sanctions, and they're rather cranky. And so here they are, attacking the very thing that got them in trouble the last time, and that is those oil tankers going through the Strait of Hormuz. We've had many discussions with Michael Ruman, a former Pentagon official here on the show, and we know what this is going to lead up to if this continues. And of course, Iran is trying to plead some sort of plausible deniability, but it's kind of hard, when you've got actual footage of them. So really what's going to happen here is the allies, the five other nations that signed on to the Iran deal that said, hey, look, we're not going to follow the United States and disconnect from it. We're going to hold to it in hopes that maybe somehow Iran will honor their commitment. But from the get-go, you knew this deal was a bad deal. I mean, it didn't take a genius to figure this thing out. That Iran got all kinds of money, and it would have been one thing if Iran would have taken the money that was given to them and they invested it in their people. But they're on a different mission than taking care of their people. And what they want to do is take care of their ideology and continue to ignite all these other proxy attacks with the money that they've been given. And so this money allows them to continue to be a pain to neighboring nations, to be an irritant, whether it's Israel or the United States. And they will continue as such. But since the moves that President Trump has made, with the sanctions, it has hurt them. It's hurt them all on all levels. And of course, what they're claiming is that the sanctions are hurting the people. Well, the people were already hurt, and that's why they're up in arms already. Is they're saying, look at, money that should have come to us, you've been spending it on Hamas and all these other entities that are out there to, you know, cause terror in the region, and it's not working. So here we are, you know, the terrorists get all kinds of money, and we get bupkis, and so enough of this stuff. And so they're up in arms about it, and the regime in Iran is getting a lot of pressure. So, you know, who do they have to blame? So they've got to ignite something. I mean, this is the tail shaking the dog again. And so they have to ignite something. It's real obvious. And, of course, here in the United States, because, you know, the media clearly is so one-sided in being antithetical to anything that has to do with Trump, it's another opportunity for them and the Democrats to, you know, pigpile and attack this president as opposed to being a united voice against these kind of attacks. I mean, this is, you know, it's really sad that our politics has gotten, you know, to this level. And, you know, I don't know what's, you know, to be honest with you, I wish I had the answer. I think ultimately, you know, America needs a change of heart and soul to, you know, hold the politicians accountable and not reelect these same people that want to create problems instead of, you know, doing the people's business. I mean, look at the country gave Democrats the House in the midterm elections. And my question to you is, how's that working out for you? You know, is this really what you wanted them to do? Instead of legislating, is to bog down our government all the more. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You talk about shutting down the government. I mean, in essence, this is what the Democrats have done. They've shut down the government in many ways, and they've done it, you know, is from day one when President Trump got elected. They've done everything they can to get in the way. I mean, it's so easy when they win to say, well, you know, you got to understand, you know, elections have consequences. But when it works against them, well, they don't like the consequence, and they're not about to go along. And there's no amount of cajoling or convincing to get them to do the people's work. You know, this isn't about the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, I understand. Look, at leading up to the election, hey, you know, have your team jerseys on and that. But after the elections, you got to put the USA jersey on. You know, we got to come out as one team. But we don't do that. You know, we want to stay in our respective corners and keep the fussing and fighting. Well, you know what? We're not voting today. We already voted. We voted to put you to work. Go get the job done. That's what you're being paid for. And don't talk about a raise when you're not even doing the job, okay? And, yes, in case you missed it, they are talking about a raise, saying they're well overdue. It's been 10 years since they've had a raise. Well, it's probably been since, you know, it's been that since this government has done anything about the debt and has done anything about becoming more efficient. You know, they don't want to do their job to make sure that, you know, even from the military, there's an audit on the military. Why isn't there an audit on the military budget? Why isn't there accountability on what's going on? But no, let's do all this other stuff and talk about how much we hate Trump and, you know, and, you know, somehow that works. And meanwhile, well, the president of the United States, the duly elected president of the United States, has gone through all that he's gone through, evidenced by the Mueller report, evidenced by investigative reporting by Judicial Watch, Sarah Carter, which we had on last week, you know, her and her team, John Solomon, The Hill. I mean, they've just done such an outstanding job in getting the truth out there. And here it is. Can you imagine if we had some of the additional weight of the mainstream media, you know, the Times and, you know, the Post, of really doing some stellar work, some investigative reporting, you know, what would happen? Would we really get down to the truth? And, you know, I think it's absolutely shameful and disgusting that Donald Trump is being accused. He's being accused of something that the Democrats actually did. And, you know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend. I go, do you realize, you know, it wasn't Donald Trump that did this. It wasn't him that went out and got the dossier. It wasn't him that made the story up. He's been in defense mode from day one. This was all brought to you by the Democratic Party. But they want everybody to believe, with all this confusion, that it's all about Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Don Jr. and this Russian operative. And the stuff that they did, that our intelligence agency, in order to skirt about things. And George, you know, Stephanopoulos, he's worried about whether or not Trump gets a call from somebody offering information. Like as if he himself never took a phone call from somebody when he was in government that had Oppo research. I mean, this happens all the time. Whether you're running for president, the Senate, dog catcher, doesn't matter. Anytime you can get that, that's what happens. But, you know, the fact that, you know, the president, and of course, I think he does this for amusement, his own, just to, you know, just to kind of just pull the chain on them and just, he doesn't even have to bait the hook anymore. He just lays the hook out there, and the mainstream media and the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi just jump on the hook. And in saying, well, you know, hey, if they called, you know, would I listen? Yeah, I'd probably listen. And I'd probably do both. But they didn't hear both. They didn't want to do that. They just cut that part out just to add more drama to their perspective, right? We've got more. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Live free
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. It's about liberty. This is what drives me nuts, I got to tell you. And it's a challenge, I'm sure, even for you when you sit there and you think about politics and you think about what's happening in our country. It's easy to get agitated about this. But, you know, sometimes people just want to fall off the roof. They want to jump off the roof to realize that gravity still exists. And I think there's a clear disconnect. And a disconnect from reality and a lack of understanding of what, you know, what the Democrats and what Joe Biden represents and others in Democratic, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, I just go right down the list. I mean, they really believe that we, the people, the American people, do not have enough common sense to take care of their own business. That, you know, thank God for them. They see themselves as elites. And that they need to go around cleaning up everybody's noses and their back ends because, you know, the people just can't handle it. And you're just so lucky that you've had the likes of Joe Biden working for us for 50 years, and that's all he knows. And all he knows, I mean, it doesn't bother me so much that, you know, he flips and he flops and, you know, look at, you know, people evolve. President Obama evolved into, you know, different ideas. And, you know, that doesn't bother me. Look, it's humanity. We're going to change our mind. We have new information. That's okay. But at the heart and soul of what drives their perspective, that's what I look at. Because you can flip and flop around the edges, but what is the glue? What is that main focus that you have? It's not constitutional. It's not about we the people. It's not about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not liberty, certainly. Because if they really believed in liberty, then they would make sure whatever policies that they would embrace and promote would promote liberty above all. And then you answer the other question. But what has to be the mainstay throughout it all is, does it add or take away from our liberties? You know, there was a Young Turks founder who was quoted as saying voting for Biden over Trump would be a no-brainer. Well, that's what concerns me, because we don't need people without brains voting in this electorate. We need people with brains, people who understand the facts. I mean, you got to check in your brains and look at, you know, if that's the way you want to be ideologically, and I would say on either side, you know, we need educated voters that understand what the policies are and what is going on. I mean, the simple understanding between the Republicans, Democrats as it stands right now, and I understand sometimes, maybe in some cases, it's close. And I can appreciate the argument. But again, you've got to go in with your eyes wide open and say, okay, considering one party over the other, where does the advantage lie? There's certain things that, yeah, the crossroads are close. I understand. But, you know, when it comes to life, I mean, if you believe that a baby can be, aborted, even post-delivery, and that's okay, and that's really what you believe, well, then you know who you need to go to. I mean, I cannot support the Democratic Party on any basis just on the pro-life issue alone. The other policies bother me as well because, as I mentioned, I think too many of their policies for the sake of trying to help people, and I can appreciate that you want to help people, but you don't do it at the expense of others and then somehow claim credit because you've used the people's treasury to do that and you buy votes. As opposed to saying, look at, how can we do this? How can we help people, whether it's with health care, but we still maintain the ideal of liberty for all? How can we make that happen? See, but they don't want to do the hard work for that. Let's just turn it, make it into a political, emotional thing. And then you get statements from Bernie Sanders, like he says, I mean, it used to be like 30 million. Well, we got 30 million people uncovered. All of a sudden he comes up with a number like 70 million, and Chris Wallace doesn't even challenge him on it, going, wait a minute, Chris. I mean, he went from 30 to 70. Where did we get that number, 70 million? And even when it was 30 million before with Barack Obama and Obamacare, you know, I kept asking, after we went through all this hassle and disturbance in our health care and the issues that we're dealing with today, even as a result of what we did back then. I mean, the mess of Obamacare is still there, and we're dealing with it. And I ask, and of course, remember, it's the same thing like with Roe v. Wade. It was all, you know, what was that exception, you know, in case of rape or, you know, the mother's life being a danger, it was okay. And it's okay to kill a baby, right? And which represents less than 1%. As best we can tell from the statistics, because, You know, it's hard to get all the statistics to get a really true analysis. Right now, we know 61, maybe 62, you know, million babies have been murdered. But even then, that's just kind of a working estimate, because Planned Parenthood and all the other abortion factories want to make sure that number's tapped down. And it bothers them when they hear 62 million, because you go, okay, how many more do we, what is it, 63, 65? What's the magic number before America wakes up and says enough, enough? See, and keep in mind, as I keep saying, who's leading the charge against Roe v. Wade but the women themselves? And at the front of the line are the women themselves who actually were involved with an abortion, because they understand the harsh reality. Some didn't make it. Remember Safe and Legal? You know, Rare? Some didn't make it. Some died as a result of abortion, of what they went through. It is a terrible procedure. And some have paid the price, thinking that, hey, it's safe, it's rare, you know, the government endorses it, must be okay. And it's all acceptable until you go home and you deal either with the post-operative complications, not to even mention the psychological impact that it has on women. And that's why they're leading the charge. And thank God there's even some guys now that are stepping up and going, hey, look, it, you know, these are my kids too. And I want to say, I need a say. You know, you talk about reproductive rights. Well, you don't reproduce on your own. But this is the argument. See, this is all the lie. And this is the polarization. Because we have women on one side, men on one side. And then women want the men to be on their side when it's convenient to be on their side. And, you know, conversely, this is the mess of, and how illogical it has become. But yeah, we don't need anybody voting for somebody because it's a no-brainer. Even if it is, you know, if you say, hey, I'm going to vote for Trump, it's a no-brainer, man. Look at the economy. Look at what's going on. Well, you know, back it up with things of intelligence to say, this is why I want 4 more years of Donald Trump. Because of A, B, C, D, here's the things. And maybe here's the reason why I don't trust the Democrats. You know, this whole idea that somehow democratic socialism is acceptable. Socialism, it works. Everybody says, look at historically, the evidence is so empirical. I mean, you look at what happens with socialism. It leads to Marxism, goes to communism. I mean, that's the path. You know, clearly, that's what goes on. And right now, some, you know, indoctrinated graduates from our universities have come out, you know, because they've had this 4 years and they know it all. They know it all, and they've been indoctrinated by these professors that operate in the life of theory. This is what we did in the last administration. Everything was theoretical mostly, you know. And we want to say, oh, he was such a great president. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't see the empirical evidence to tell me that. I mean, he messed up the healthcare system. And as I mentioned, you know, we're talking about that 30 million people. I kept asking, how much, you know, Betsy McCoy, patient advocate, former lieutenant governor for New York. Betsy, how many of the 30 million people have we covered? We don't know. Don't know. You know, some of it's kind of been hidden because of the Medicare deal, right? We get Medicare for all, basically. You expanded the Medicare rolls. So you kind of, it was a kabuki theater kind of thing, you know, sleight of hand to get us to believe. But it wasn't, you know, nobody could give me the real number. But this was what Obamacare. Obamacare was to take care of that donut hole, that 30 million people, you know. Not a whole lot. But anyway, we're going to talk more because we got Michael Busler, policy expert, professor. He's going to be up in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. The other thing, too, is that I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing, you know, Adam Schiff on TV. Even Donna Brazile, they have no credibility. I mean, what Fox is doing with Donna Brazile is beyond me. She has no credibility. I mean, she lied, and all of a sudden she's given place, and we get to, you know, we get to watch her and learn about her jambalaya recipe and, you know, whatever. But she has no credibility as far as I'm concerned. And Adam Schiff has been saying, oh, he's got the goods on President Trump. Show us the goods or shut up and get out of the way. Let's get this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 29 after.
This report is brought to you by Cooper Tires. Cooper Tires partnered with Auto Service Professional magazine to survey automotive service technicians and learn what they consider to be hazards most likely to damage your tires.
Auto service professionals have pulled a lot of unusual things out of tires over the years, from spoons to toy parts,
said Greg Smith, publisher, Auto Service Professional magazine.
But it might surprise people to know that a lot of tire damage is done simply by poor maintenance.
What are tips for tackling this? Regular tire maintenance is key to help ensure your car is safe when on the road. Jess Edgerton, Director of Brand Development at Cooper Tire, says,
as our survey found, tires confront many hazards along the road, from potholes to nails. Since your tires are the only things that connect your car to the road, they play a critical role in your safety, so it's important to check them, rotate them, and get new ones as needed.
For more, visit www.coopertire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration insisting that Iran was behind the attacks this past Thursday on a pair of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be answered with a military strike on Iran.
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Cotton speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks. The Speaker of Iran's parliament saying the attacks on the tankers, quote, seem to complement the economic sanctions against Iran. Proceedings to get started today in San Diego in a war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who is accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter, as well as two civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
I'd like to hear from us fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Professor Michael Bussler joins us now, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, happy Father's Day to you, post haste. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Bill, how you doing? It's pleasure to be here.
Hey, an honor to have you with us always, and I want to get your perspective on a lot of things. We're going to talk Bernie Sanders, this socialism deal, some of the reckless speech that he was spouting off, and I don't know what it is with Wallace anymore and Fox News. Are they just, are they afraid to hold people accountable? I mean, they want to twist themselves in all kinds of knots when it comes to Donald Trump. But with these Democrats, I mean, they're like trying to make so nice to them that they just let them irresponsibly put out messages out there without any kind of challenge.
Yeah, and you know, Fox News was always the one that looked a little more objectively at these things and not from that very biased, hate Trump position.
Right.
In the last year, I think you're right, Fox News has tended to move a little more away from Trump. I mean, they hired Donna Brazile, for instance, who was chairperson of the Democratic National Committee, and you may recall she was the one that fed the questions to Hillary Clinton before one of her debates with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
They've hired her, and they've taken a view that looks like it's a little less objective than they've done in the past. Chris Wallace has said some things, too, that have raised a few eyebrows. I think people are wanting Fox News to continue to be more objective and to try to see things at least somewhat from President Trump's point of view and not always from the biased media's point of view. So things are changing at Fox. I'm not sure why. Now, Rupert Murdoch did retire. He's well into his 80s, and his two sons took over, and they tend to have a little different view of things than Rupert Murdoch. That may have something to do with it.
Well, no doubt it does. I mean, they're closely tied to the New York cocktail circuit, and you don't get invited to those parties if you're anything less than liberal. And so they apologized for Sean Hannity. And, you know, and now you've got Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson in the crosshairs of a concerted effort by an activist group that wants to do everything they can to squash conservative voices. And, Michael, whether it's, you know, President Trump, you know, viewpoint, but I say it's a conservative viewpoint. A conservative viewpoint continues to get squashed, whether it's on social media at every turn. And it is, you know, it's this era of invalidation. I thought it was bad enough before, you know, under Obama, but it seems to be on steroids even more so. It's like with the election of Donald Trump, you know, the amping up of the invalidation of free speech has just been incredible to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all this happened. I think a lot of it had to do with the Democratic Party and the mainstream media simply not being able to accept the fact that Donald Trump did legitimately win the presidency and he is the president. But
they try to do everything.
Things have just turned very nasty against President Trump and against conservatives. I think you're right.
And they try to do everything they could to cheat. To cheat and steal the election and claim that you know, President Trump, I mean, you talk about the classic case of projection. It's what the Democrats, I mean, there's no basis for this. I mean, you know, Adam Schiff swears he's got the goods and Nadler and everybody's got the goods. They're, you know, they're seeing Trump being hauled off in handcuffs and everything like that. And it's like, they've been saying this for 2.5 years. It's like, enough already. I mean, we've spent over $65 million to investigate this guy 3 ways to Sunday. And it wasn't even a jury of his peers. Let's just get the people that hate him the most. We'll get him in a room. They're all attorneys and we're going to investigate this guy 3 ways to Sunday. And all they can come up with was, well, really no collusion. But, you know, boy, I'll tell you, we had more time. We could, you know, this comes from a bunch of attorneys and prosecutors that, you know, we've been told could indict a ham sandwich. I guess that Donald Trump is a little bit more than a ham sandwich, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the House did their investigation and they reached the same conclusion that Trump was, there was no collusion with the Russians and Trump was not guilty of any crimes. The Senate also had an investigation reaching the exact same conclusion. And then the special prosecutor, and every special prosecutor I think we've ever had has always come back with something against who they're the target of the prosecution. In this case, you had 18 attorneys that were all Democrats, mostly all anti-Trump Democrats, and they looked for anything they possibly could to find something wrong with the president. And they keep giving you the numbers of thousands of subpoenas and hundreds of people being interviewed. And if they could have found anything that was even close, they would have come said so. But the investigation clearly shows there was no collusion at all with the Trump organization and the Russians. It also shows that there was not enough evidence to even charge a crime. Now, oddly enough, Mueller said we didn't find Trump innocent. We couldn't exonerate him. We didn't find him innocent. However, that's not the job
of
a prosecutor.
Right.
It's not guilty or innocent. It's either guilty or there's not enough evidence to charge. So you're not guilty. So they found him not guilty. And Trump is right. That should be an end to all this. And the Democrats in Congress simply can't accept that. And they're going to go on and drag this out as long as they can. And in the end, they still will find nothing because there's nothing there to find. I think the American public is starting to grow very weary of this also.
Right. Well, Michael, I mean, let's go back. It's not even for the prosecutor to claim guilt. They indict. They say, look, we've got enough evidence here that this needs to go to the next level and you need to pursue this. There was no presentation. There was some innuendo and suggestion, you know, because you say to James Comey, hey, can you cut this guy a break? I mean, he wait, this guy's a three-star general. He's done all this service to the country. Can you cut him a break? And, you know, like all of a sudden that's interference?
No.
I don't know that it's his job to even claim guilt. It's just that you say, okay, you lay this path out, but, you know, the Democrats are just so longing for something that they will accept any kind of inkling whatsoever. But I mean, it's rather hollow. I mean, there's nothing, of substance in those, you know, what, 11 potential, suggestions that, want to take, the Democrats down this road to impeachment. And I'm saying, look at, you know, Adam Schiff, you know, they'd be giggling around, you know, CNN. Oh, we got the goods. We got it. You're gonna see it and hold the, I mean, he said this for 2 years and the guy came up with bupkis. I mean, you know, he has no credibility. And it's like you were saying, you know, about Donna Brazile. I mean, you know, with Fox giving her credibility, it's like, wait a minute, the gal lied to us. She didn't even come in and say, hey guys, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I got carried away. I'm passionate. You know, I'm bad, you know, my bad, you know, forgive me, you know, kind of, and no apology, nothing. She is back with, you know, like as if she deserves full credibility. You got to be kidding me. And the Fox Nation is being, this is being thrust upon them. And it's like, I mean, you got to hold your nose, or you just got to sit there and go, okay, she's on. I'm off. I can't watch this. I just can't hear from her any more than I can hear from, you know, Adam Schiff and others, Slalwell and some of these Democrats. I mean, they're just so fired up. It's like, what are you offering of any good to this country that could possibly get this country back on track and make us effective again? What are you offering other than you hate Trump?
Yeah, and in fact, that's all they are offering. And any chance they get to take a different interpretation or to twist what President Trump has said, they'll do that. I believe President Trump is very clear with his vision and what he wants to do for the country. If he has a fault, his fault is that he's not the most articulate communicator. And sometimes that hurts him, too. For instance, in that interview with Stephanopoulos, he said, listen, if a foreign country called you up and said they had information on the opposition, would you tell the FBI would you take the call, first of all, and secondly, would you tell the FBI? Now, the first thing out of his mouth was, I would do both.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The call, and
we got to go to break. We got more from Michael Busler after
Bankers
this.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Dr. Michael Buzler continues, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, you know, I agree with you. I think with President Trump, you see, because President Trump was so honest, and he's not a politician. See, any politician would have taken that answer, you know, that question from Stephanopoulos, and they just said, well, of course I'd have turned it over to the FBI. They would take the phone call, but they wouldn't tell you about that up front. Donald Trump is too honest. He just says, yeah, of course I'll take the phone. When you take the phone call, sure. I mean, but that's not what they wanted to hear. And Donald Trump doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He's just honest. So, okay, so be upset with him because he's honest about it. And I don't care. 9 out of 10 politicians, 10 out of 10, you know, would have taken the phone call and then say, okay, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know how to.
You know, I was going to say you're absolutely right. He doesn't. He's not a politician. He's a business person. Mm. Politicians learned over the years how to say things in a politically correct manner, right. And oftentimes the public really scratches their head and says, "What exactly did that politician just say?"
Yeah, we know he's lying. He's lying. He's lying, and they let it go, and they just let it go, and it's all brushed under the. But because Trump is being honest, it's like all hell's breaking loose. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
It's comical.
Yep,
okay.
Right.
All right. Speaking of which, you've got Bernie Sanders. He's on the airways. All of a sudden, he's come up with this number. Traditionally, I mean, it's kind of like the immigration number. You know, we're still dealing with 11 million people. We've been dealing with 11 million people now for decades. It's like, I think it's probably a lot more than that, especially when we hear, you know, 100,000 coming across the border illegally all the time. But anyway, so now Bernie Sanders has really pushed the pedal to the metal, and now he's talking 70 million people that are uncovered. Or partially uncovered, I guess maybe that was his escape, that have inadequate, medical care, as a result of the current system. But, you know, it's like he just throws that out there and Mike Wallace just lets him, Chris Wallace just lets him, you know, spout it out and go, wait a minute, ask him where he came up with that number, please.
Yeah, you know, if you actually look at the facts, prior to the Affordable Care Act, 85% of the population had health insurance, and they were reasonably happy with it. They didn't like how much it cost, but they were reasonably happy with health insurance. So that left 15% of the population, roughly 50 million people, uncovered. Mm-hmm. So they passed the Affordable Care Act that redoes our entire health care system and causes tremendous problems for a huge number of people. In the end, today, there are 91% of the population has health insurance. So the Affordable Care Act helped
6% of the population, roughly 20 million people, but it ended up hurting the vast majority of people, and that's why there's so much problems with it. But even today, about 9% of the population, roughly 30 million people, is the number that do not have health insurance.
And so some of those people
sure
don't.
Bernie Sanders gets these numbers, but they're not right.
And according to research, some of those, a certain number, I'm not sure what it was, maybe a third, didn't want insurance to begin with. They just don't want it. So, you know, so, okay, you got to consider that. Then the other thing to consider is that for that 6%, how many doctors did we lose? I mean, last time I checked, we have a shortage of doctors. And the doctors went for the exits because of Obamacare. And we lost their services, right? And so Bernie Sanders talking about, oh, we're gonna really flood the healthcare industry at a time when we don't have enough doctors. So what are we gonna do? So now, medical assistants are gonna be able to do all these procedures like they're doing for, you know, abortions now. You don't even need a real doctor in some of these states anymore to do an abortion.
Yeah, you know, I find it amazing that for all this time we've been talking about the problems with the healthcare system and talking about the shortage of doctors, never once has anybody mentioned what should we do to increase the number of doctors we have in the country that would alleviate any shortage. And in fact, I think if you significantly increase the number of doctors and other medical professionals, you'd add more competition in the healthcare market. And competition always results in lower prices, higher quality products, more efficiency, and the firms in the market usually become more profitable. So I don't know why somebody is not talking about increasing the number of medical professionals we have. That would be a first step in really solving the healthcare problem.
Well, the other thing you got to do is you got to clean up the groundwork. I mean, you've got administrative bulkiness and a mess that involves all the attorneys. I mean, look at George W. Bush after getting reelected. He goes, hey, we need to talk about tort reform, especially as it relates to, you know, medical care and the doctors, what they're paying, you know, for insurance and everything. This is ridiculous. This is all contributing to the cost of health care today. Well, they all but tarred and feathered him. I mean, the attorneys don't want to hear that stuff. I mean, but still, that's part of the problem. The price that we pay for pharmaceuticals, I mean, for prescription drugs, it's way out of hand. I mean, Michael, you tell me why Atlas Medical Care, okay, Josh Umber and his organization, they have pre-negotiated the cost of prescription drugs to 10 cents on the dollar. Okay, they probably have about 800, maybe 1,000 units now across the country. And they should be in every neighborhood across the country. I mean, if Planned Parenthood, with all their disaster and evil that they can do and have the penetration in the marketplace that they've been able to do, why can't we, for something good, like what Josh Umber has to offer, why can't we do that in every community? Let's put that in all the in the black communities, quote unquote, if I can say that, you know, across the country and see what could happen. I mean, they pay about $50. You know, for $50 a month, you get as much, you can go see the doctor as much you want. This is for one person. Family, of course, there's different prices, but, you know, they go up. But, you know, figure for one person, $50 a month, you see the doctor as much as you want. Prescription, 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, it's incredible. So those systems are working, and we have the creativity to do that. But, you know, it's not within the current paradigm in which we operate. It's difficult to get that through. And these doctors are happy to be working in that kind of system. They're not heading for the exits. Now, you get the government to come in and you start, man, you know, get out of the way of the exit door so you can get run over by all the doctors saying, let me out of here.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly right. That's why when Bernie Sanders starts talking about a government, Medicare for all, he's talking about a government-run healthcare system. The problem is, this may sound a little unusual, but the problem is the government is not motivated by profit. As a result of that, there's no incentive for the government to ever get the cost down. Normally, in a competitive market with businesses vying for market share, the competition results in costs going down, prices going down, and firms trying to pick up
some market share. If the government has 100% of the market and there's no incentive to reduce costs because they're not motivated by profit, mm-hmm. what happens when the government runs something? Costs just keep going up and up, and you end up with something that's very cost prohibitive. And that happens in virtually everything that the federal government does. We end up spending much more money than we should be spending, and we usually get a lower quality of service. This idea Bernie Sanders has, Medicare for all, would be an absolute disaster to the country. You're right. It would help the 9% of the people that don't have health insurance. You're right. It would help them. Meanwhile, the other 91% of us are going to get socked by this terrible
exactly. idea. Yeah, and for his deal, he said something about in Canada. Oh, yeah, if you got a problem in Canada, you just go to the doctor and boom, you get an appointment and you're there. I've never heard of that. I've heard of people waiting in a queue. I had a dear friend. His daughter was in London, and she got diagnosed with cancer. And they said, okay. She goes, well, what do I do now? What doctor do I see? Well, you are in the queue. Well, what do you mean I'm in the queue? That means we only, with your type of cancer, we only have so many per year that we can put through the system. And she goes, well, how many is that? That would be 12 a year. So what number am I? You're like number 36. So what? It's going to be three. I got cancer. It's going to be 3 years before I get seen by the doctor. Yeah, pretty much. And of course, her next phone call was to her dad in California and say, I've been diagnosed with cancer. Can I come home?
Yeah, I'll tell you real quickly, I can tell you numerous stories about the Canadian system. My wife happens to be Canadian, born in Montreal. Her family is still there.
Mm-hmm.
The healthcare system, say, well, it doesn't cost anything to go to the doctor, and that's true. But as a result of that, every time somebody has a runny nose, they go to the doctor. So, because it doesn't cost you anything.
Sure.
So doctors' offices are jammed, and it's very difficult to get appointments. Along the lines of what you said, I have two examples there. My father-in-law needed cataract surgery. He had to wait 9 months for it. When he finally got into the have it done, there wasn't enough room in the hospital for him to have a room. He was out in a bed in the hallway. Another example, my daughter played field hockey in college in New York City. A member of her team, Canadian, the last game of the season hurt her knee. And they said, well, look, you have to get an MRI. She says, well, I'm going home tomorrow. I'll get the MRI in Vancouver. So she went home. They told her it was a 6-month wait for an MRI. She immediately came back to New York. The next morning, she had an MRI in the top-notch equipment. So that's exactly what's going to happen. If you say the government's going to run it, it's not going to cost you anything to go to the doctor, what a good thing this is, you're going to end up with severe shortages, long wait times, and people that have a potentially fatal disease may take them longer to see the doctor than they have time, and you can have some very difficult results that come out of that.
Well, this is what concerns me, Michael. You got these young Turks saying it's a no-brainer to vote for, and that's in this particular quote, it was Joe Biden. You know, in some cases, some people are saying it's a no-brainer to vote for Bernie Sanders. And I'm saying, wait, no, you need your brain. You know, we want your brain engaged, or we could be making the wrong choice. Dr. Michael Bussler on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.